Geez, I may have to open up the rest of the hour now. This is going to be fun. You know how people walk into the room and just kind of lights you up and you go, okay, you just feel better. I got the Hunkins girls in here this morning. Kathy wow. Dickman and her sister Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
So nice to see you in from Greater Wisconsin.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and you're looking well.
Thank you very much.
And do we want to get into why you're in town?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm here for my favorite brother-in-law's retirement party.
And that, folks, if you didn't know, is happening this Saturday.
Yes, okay. This Saturday at Hughes Shelter.
Please tell me you're going to say a few words, because Kathy kind of tenses up every time you step up to a mic. I love it.
Oh, my. Well, this isn't karaoke, and we're not in a bar. We're
okay,
good.
right. So have you worked on a speech?
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's totally off the cuff.
Yes,
that's
yes.
That's the best way to do it. Okay, this is going to be a party. And rightfully so, to honor Tom Schmaltz, our curator at Shankabazoo, for, man, years and years and years of service and moving snow and taking care of things.
Yeah.
And,
I was going to add up for our – it's 4 to 7 open house. Come say hi if you want to. We got the Sportsman's River Area Sportsman's Club Smoker going on.
That's Saturday night, yeah.
That's Saturday as well. So,
what a great doubleheader, though.
I know it. It's gonna be great. So, if you want to stop on in and say hello. So whether you're happy and congratulate him on his years, or you're just happy to see him leaving, then just either way.
Hey, nobody's happy to see Tom Schmaltz leave. Tell me.
So no, I'm happy to have Tammy and John in town for it. They've kind of lived the zoo thing with us,
right?
Because everything we've done was zoo. You know, we're passing through Wisconsin. Oh, we're on a zoo run. We can only wave. You know, I mean, stopping by. They've been in town when for major things, helping, volunteering for decades.
Right.
So yeah, Tom, 29 years, and I'm going to add up for just to have post it down there with all the pictures and stuff. How many hours of snow removal? How many hours on the highways and back roads of hauling animals? And those other things that people don't always think about, some of those fun facts.
Just taking care of everything. Mm-hmm. And most of the time just doing it.
Yeah.
And not saying, it's like, oh, it needs to be done. I'll go get it done. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So all right.
For granted.
Before we get into Zubu, okay, and again, well, one more time, that's this Saturday, Hughes Shelter starting at 4, correct?
For Tom.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
I got to get back to you.
Oh, my.
Tammy, for those of you who don't know, an accomplished artist.
Well, thank you.
And, man, I love your work.
Well, thank you.
And
I love yours, too.
Everything you come up with, it's like, but you're so, like, inventive and creative and, you know.
Well, thank you. I have a good circle of artist friends in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And we just connect. We're almost like we call ourselves the coven.
Right.
You know?
I love that.
And we just feed off of each other. Mm-hmm. And, and I get some inspiration from, I work at 2 galleries now. And, and I have my stuff in 3 galleries. And plus, I sell it through Instagram and things like that.
Wow. So I'd recommend anybody get over and take a look at that.
I would recommend that, too, because we really could use the business.
I'm sure you would. And I love your family backstory, too, because your mom and your dad were both very artistic people.
Yes, very much so.
Is that where you kind of picked up on this?
Yes. I mean, we lived with canvas in the house all the time. You know, my dad, well, you know the story. I mean... His idol was Bob Ross, you know.
Mine too. One of mine, yeah.
Yeah, but did you get the perm like my dad?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh,
you're our long lost brother, man.
There's photos, believe me. No, he was mm-hmm. and still is, and I'm still learning from Uncle Bob. So
yes.
It's a good thing.
My mother took a class from his son.
Oh, Steve, yes.
Yeah.
He's incredible, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, in your household, it was the best of both worlds because a love of art and a love of nature, the outdoors, and the passion that you both share. Kathy, you picked up on that.
Well, we were raised doing things. You know, this weekend we're going to just go rough it.
Right.
We're going to go, not in the lake cabin, behind the lake cabin. We're going to dig a hole. We're going to make potatoes, and we're going to do photography. We're going to take trails. I mean, we lived that life, and looking back, how cool was that?
Yeah.
And so, and as you, well, you know, because you're down at the zoo doing your art, you've seen that we've also got poetry down on the zoo habitats. And so nature and art, art and animals, everything just goes together.
Well, the art that is nature. I mean, you can't get more creative than nature itself, which is what, you know, a lot of artists kind of reflect on. So what do you think of your sister in the years she's put in and what she's accomplished? What can you say, too? Because she's going to deflect everything. So what can you say about this?
About the zoo?
About the zoo and everything that she's put together.
You know, we were talking this morning about it, and she, you know, I mean, Kathy, they formed this zoo.
Mm-hmm.
They took it and ran with it. Like 30, what, how many years?
34. A lot of good people before us.
Yes,
I got this.
Yeah. But you got it running, mm-hmm. and everything, and put 34 years. That's more time than anybody would raise a child.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And yeah, it's a lifetime project.
And that dedication. And,
yes,
and when you come
yes.
back to visit, are you amazed at the new things? Because I walk down there every season and go,
you know,
that's new, and that's new.
Oh, yeah. And I don't walk through it too much. When I come here, I come for other reasons, so I don't get to walk through it as much as anymore, especially this time of year, you
sure.
know. But it's amazing, everything. And the new and the staff they have there, the zookeepers, oh my Lord, they've mm-hmm. got such a good staff.
And right now just seems to be, I mean, you just seem to have the cream of the crop, you know. You really do.
And yeah, we just already we talk, cuz everybody at the zoo is a zookeeper. Everybody at the zoo is an educator. Everybody, we're just one big team because we work together, and such teamwork going on all the time. But specifically now, Tom is on, went out.
Mm-hmm. He's
got a new chapter. Mm-hmm. Adie Paul, who's our new curator. Lacey Steer, got the lead keeper position. The keeper team is amazing. We've got some new people that. Just excellent, and working together every day, visiting every day about what's going on. And there is right now in Snappy's pond is a crate. Remember how we always take Snappy in to Tom wrestles
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
But
that's kind of an event.
It was an event, but it was never like the best way to have done it. It just worked really well.
Yeah.
And even with or without Tom, that was going to be something we didn't continue. So we've got a really nice, warm box to move Snappy in. And let's just hope he goes in it today and do this. Again, built on site by our crew. Adie and Jack worked on that yesterday. The whole crew worked on getting it in and getting it secure. And I just kind of went off the cuff with this one because it's the freshest thing in my mind, because this was just last night.
Right.
I'm very, very blessed. We have kids at the zoo this week because there's no school.
Mm-hmm.
And so living the...
Wish I could get you some better weather, but I'll work on it.
Work on
you
it
know,
for yeah. Zubu would be really good.
Let's talk about Zubu because that is right around the corner, and that is huge, and there's a new time on this.
2 to 5.
Two to five.
We did it last year as well.
Oh, that's right.
But last year we had select animals out. This year along the whole path, not the east side of the zoo, but the whole path... on where the trick-or-treaters and the sponsors are, the animals will be on habitat.
Fantastic.
So Nico is going to be excited.
I bet
always,
Nico will be very excited.
He's always inside during Zubu.
Yeah.
So the primates will be out. Tal will be out. Tigers, otters, fusa.
Fantastic.
So it's going to be fun. A little bit warmer, and it allows people time to get to and from the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And... the Boy Scouts are going to be down there. They're going to be selling concessions while you wait in line. So you have that going on, too.
Wow.
Some little bit of music and some good stuff. So we hope to get you in and out, but have fun while you're waiting.
A lot of clever costumes, too.
Okay.
I love being on the trail and seeing what people come up with.
And I think that's a fun part for kids, too. It's like it seems that the lines move along pretty swiftly because kids are watching other kids and what they're wearing and it's just fun.
It is. It's a good time. Zubu coming up mm-hmm. next.
Lots of sponsors.
A week from
it's
Saturday.
Be packed. So the 25th, 2 to 5, still only $5 a person. Doesn't matter what age, $5 a person. But with the kids' admission, they get the trick-or-treating bags and the carousel ride.
Fantastic.
And the carousel ride you can use during the holidays or even next summer. So
going to be a good time, as it always is, at Chankaba Zoo. And I'm so happy you brought Tammy in.
I am, too.
Always
she
great
brought,
to see you.
It's always fun to see you, Bill.
Always good
She
time.
Brought some art that's going to be at the Wild Game Show, which, of course, we'll be talking about. So, Yeah, challenge him to put a piece on the
Yes. Here we go.
Yes, it's a challenge. I brought one of my batiks and some lino cut Christmas cards.
Those batiks are incredible.
Thank you.
And boy, and that's kudos to your patience.
Thank you. And
lady.
I actually sold a piece and it went to Las Vegas this past week. So
congratulations.
I'm very thrilled about that.
You should be very, very thrilled. And again, where can we find your stuff online?
TJ Seebach Art.
Okay.
On Facebook.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So get there and check it out. Anything else you guys want to add? Again,
thanks for having us on.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice surprise. And stop back anytime.
Sure. Okay. Well, I hope to see you Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you will see me Saturday. Now, again, there's going to be, you said, like a presentation or a small
just
show.
Just a short thing at 5 o'clock. Got to roast him a little bit.
Well, roasting Tom Schmaltz is not going to be a short thing. We might be there a while. Okay, so I got to go home and put pen to paper and think of something.
Yeah.
There you go.
Kathy Dickman, thanks for stopping
Thank
by.
Thank you for having us.
Morning
today.
Zoo here. We do this every Thursday at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach. Because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can concentrate on getting you the right car. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
Got a cloudy sky. Still got some showers moving around on radar. 56 degrees. Thursday, October 16th, Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. Some of the top tourist stops across North Dakota are sharing in $15 million worth of destination development grants. North Dakota Tourism and Marketing said these investments will enhance tourism infrastructure, elevate visitor experiences, and support long-term economic growth. Out of 106 applications from 45 communities, just 23 projects were chosen for this round of grants. Some of the sites include over $600,000 for grandstand improvements at the Red River Valley Fair in West Fargo, $250,000 for Red River Zoo in Fargo to help create first-of-its-kind red panda habitat. Grants were also awarded to Nome Schoolhouse for its barn-to-yarn experience and Icewind Brewing's plans for a boutique brewery and lodging in a historic building in downtown Castleton and miniature golf at Frontier Village in Jamestown. Grant program was funded by the 69th Legislative Assembly. I'll have more news after this from Red River Communications, who remind you, go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications' fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past.